The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening. Wherever you are on our lovely, lovely planet.
It's a beautiful day here in New Jersey.
It is.
Sun shining. I was up bright and early.
And it was so good.
Oh, so good. And I went down to a stream that's about 15 minutes from our house, and it was so beautiful there. It was like mystical.
So I have a question for you, not Shia, but listeners. When Shia said in, it was so beautiful there, did you fill in with good?
I said mystical.
You said so beautiful, and then you said mystical because... Let's talk about how to get the most out of this show.
If you finish our sentences, you will not hear what we say. You will hear what you think we're about to say.
Oh, you know, life gets really boring when you're only listening to yourself in your thoughts because nothing's new. It's all the same. So if you want your life to be so good.
Really? So good?
You may as well.
Listen. Learn to listen. See, as children... All of us were never taught how to truly listen, to hear what another person has to say as though it's fresh and new and alive. And it is, because all there is the current moment of your life. And if you think you know what's about to happen, you miss the moment.
Funny thing happened to me this week. Sean and I went for a walk down in a little local park, and the course around, what do you think that is?
It's a mile.
It's about a mile. And so we were making a second loop, and I noticed some chairs set out by the side of the road, a house that seems to be doing some renovations, so every few days they have something new out there. And I mentioned that to Shia. I said, oh, I noticed that they have chairs out this week or today. And he said, yes, I noticed that
the first time we went around.
The first time we went around. And I had been looking at something else. I was looking up in a tree because we were looking at the blossoms on a tree right before that. And my eye had not traveled down. But I found that I couldn't just hear Shia say, yes, I saw that on the first trip around. That thought process wanted to defend me. In fact, I just repeated it. I was looking up in the tree. I didn't see them. I was looking elsewhere. Today, it is entirely possible that you can just hear what we say, hear what the callers have to say, without defending yourself, justifying yourself, being right, being wrong. Just hear what another person has to say from his or her perspective.
And we've never really been taught how to allow what another person's saying to come into us fully. We say things like, oh, yeah, I know that. Or, in other words, you're saying, no, people say exactly what they say, and you don't have to interpret it. You can allow it to come in. It won't hurt you. That's the wild thing. Hearing what another person has to say will not hurt you because their point of view has to be different than your point of view. But that's not bad.
Or hearing what Shia and I have to say simultaneously or dovetailing on each other won't hurt you either because clearly...
We do finish each other's sentences and we try to let you know that going in.
Just so that you can include it.
Right, rather than rail against it as if we shouldn't be doing it this way.
This show is inspired by a friend, mentor, and
world champion spaycaster by the name of
Travis Johnson. Really great guy.
He's a fishing guide that we've known for maybe 20 years, something like, no, maybe a little less, maybe like 16 or so years. And he was the first person who taught us how to spaycast. And he said he wanted to be the world champion. And he's become the world champion. That's the best competitive spaycaster. Spaycasting involves using a two-handed fly rod that's somewhere around 15 feet long. Sometimes they're as much as 18 feet long. And normally, when we use the ones that we use, they're somewhere around 13 feet long. But Travis is the current world champion. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah. And when last we had the luxury of being with him for a day,
and privilege.
We were out on the water with him, and it had started at first light, and we were fishing for a type of fish that we do catch and release, a steelhead. And
it's a type of trout.
It's an ocean-going rainbow trout.
Goes out to the ocean, grows up, gets big and fat, and comes back into the streams where it was born to spawn.
And one of the things about this type of adventure is...
Let me stop you.
Yeah.
We'll get back to that.
Okay.
See, it doesn't matter what we talk about, really. It
doesn't matter if you are a vegetarian or a paleo person.
It doesn't matter what we speak about. If you listen, your life will transform because the act of truly listening pulls you into the current moment of your life. Now we can get back to our adventure on the Sandy River with Travis.
So we had a great day with Travis. It started at first light. We were out together, and this is the type of fishing adventure where you rarely, if ever, actually
catch
a fish, touch a fish, have a fish strike your line. It's mainly casting, stepping down. It is an adventure in being where you are. And we really enjoyed our day with him. And toward the end of the day, as we were floating by some other angler on the water, he's like, "Hey, Travis, how's your day?" And he went, "So good." And it really caught us because it was genuine, it was authentic, and it had nothing to do with whether or not we were, quote, successful at catching fish. So it got us thinking about how wonderful it is when your life can be so good, even if the circumstances are not to what your preferences would be.
Yeah, because it was raining that day, and it was cold that day, and it was so good.
So, we have a caller. Shall we take her?
Yes, let's. Karen, are you there?
Hi. Hello, Ariel. Hello, Shaya.
Hi.
This is Karen calling from New York.
Well, welcome to the show, Karen.
Thank you. It was so good to hear you talking about your adventure with Travis.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What can we do for you? Mm-hmm. What can we do for you?
Well, the topic of the show, so good, is up
yes.
to you. It's up to you. And I love this topic because when I think about my life,
That's what you're doing right now, by the way.
Hey, I have a question for you. Are you in the stairway or something? You sound really, or are you on a speakerphone?
No, I'm on my stereophone. I'm in the stairway.
You sound like you're in a stairway. There's an echo. But that doesn't matter. You're You're trying to say it right, Karen. Whatever you want to talk about.
You're thinking.
You're thinking. Because there's a slowness to your cadence that's out of sync with real time.
And if I go back to Travis for a moment, just for a moment, when his friend said, "How you doing, Travis?" And when he responded, "So good," there was no hesitation. There was no gap. It was immediate, direct, in line, in the moment.
You see, we didn't say this earlier, but the second principle of instantaneous transformation, I'll get back to the first, but the second says that no two things can occupy the same moment at the same time. So if you're thinking, then you're not being in that moment, unless your moment is about thinking about something. But if you're thinking the right words to say, you're out of sync with how your life is showing up. You can't do your life wrong. Your life is this expression of you.
You know, hence our first book, Working on Yourself Doesn't Work. And lots of times people get slowed down when they're fact-checking or thinking about working on themselves whilst they're speaking.
Or trying to say it right. So what can we do for you, Karen?
Yes, that's really true. Because when you say that there's a delay or slow motion from my side,
yes.
I was actually thinking that, like, what is it that makes my life so good when I feel my life is so good?
Well, did you come up with something?
No, actually, I feel that when I feel my life is so good, I actually wasn't doing anything in particular. And
you're getting more up to speed now, and it's interesting that my guess is when your life is so good, you're not thinking about whether or not your life is good.
That's right. I wasn't. And it just all of a sudden, maybe in retrospect, I feel really in sync. And I feel it was nothing significant, but it just feels really sync up.
How about it feels good to be alive?
Yes.
You know, where you're not working on, worrying about, trying to get it to turn out. It's already turned out. You see, our lives have turned out. This is it. This is how they've turned out. Like it is in the current moment, because the current moment is reality. It isn't someday when. It's right now. This is it.
Mm. And what is it that makes me out of sync? Let's say...
Thinking about what it is that makes you out of sync. Makes you out of sync.
Okay.
Trying to figure out how to be better in the future gets you out of sync.
Right.
See, if you're trying to plan life doesn't show up according to the plan. Not your plan, its plan.
Mm-hmm.
Life shows up the way it does, and you're either here for it or you're lost in your thoughts. If you're lost in your thoughts, you miss a lot of fish.
Mm.
Now, that was a fly fisherman's in reference. Because, you see, if you're dry fly fishing and you've got an imitation fly on the water, there are things like aquatic insects that are called flies. Anyway, if you're thinking, the fish takes the fly and spits it out in an instant. You have to be there to see it happening to set the hook.
Right.
Just like life.
What are you thinking about now?
Yeah, you're thinking.
Too
many fly fishing references, right?
Well, I don't know. I just have this visual picture when Shaya mentioned that the fly fish.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm just visualizing that. I guess that's the way that I often go off. like trying right. to understand what's being said, and then I have a visual coming up, and but it's in a way that I interpret it in a way that I understand. Then I realized I wasn't really listening because I'm away thinking about it.
Right.
That's really cool. Yeah.
That's really cool. It is really cool.
See, if that's the third principle. If you can see that you in a way to follow a thought and don't judge mm-hmm. yourself for it, but just notice it, that's all it takes to have your life transformed. See, we're usually so hard on ourselves when we don't conform to our idea or our ideal of how we're supposed to be okay.
Hmm.
Excellent.
Can I ask a question? Can I ask one more question real quick?
Yes. Real quick. Go for it.
Okay. So when you say the show topic say that your life is so good or not, it's up to you. What
yes.
exactly does that mean? It's up to you.
Okay. You ready for the answer?
Yes.
It's going to come after the break. Can you come back with us after the break?
Sure.
All right, we'll be back shortly, everyone.
So come on back.
And don't miss being here.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club. The Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Visionary. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back to Being Here. Hey, in New York City, June 10th, 11th, and 12th.
It's a Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday.
The Art of Relating.
Yes.
It's a seminar we're doing that will support you in having a magnificent life.
You're invited.
Yeah, and it's not that far away, you know, time-wise or distance. I mean,
for at least some of you.
I mean, we're flying to London tonight to attend a friend's wedding. So if we can go to London for a wedding, you can go to a workshop that'll revitalize your life, if you so choose, because it is up to you.
And not only that, we'll be coming back to Cambridge very beginning of July, the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. We're doing the Art of Being Happy. So we're starting with the Art of Relating, going to the Art of Being Happy. By the way, for those of you who are planning on your fall now to come to Hamburg, Germany, to do the courses there, A Life Full of Joy, Every Moment Counts, and or The Freedom to Breathe, October 6th, and then 7th, 8th, and 9th for the weekend course. The early registration discount expires tomorrow. So if you're planning on coming and would like to register, don't hesitate because you will be paying more.
Okay. Karen.
Yes.
You with us? So we have an answer for you on the so good, your life is so good or not, it's up to you. You ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
The first principle of instantaneous transformation is anything you resist, don't like, don't want, say no to,
stops your life from being so good.
Right. That's how your life becomes less than optimal.
Because when you resist something, you don't like it, you don't want it, it grows, it eats your life.
You add energy to what you don't like as if what you like or don't like, you have some control over.
See, another way to say resist is complain about. Anything you complain about kills the so good quality.
Yeah, it sucks the joy out of life.
You know, and right now, at any given time, at least 50% of the populace in the United States has a reason to be think that life is not so good because we're in the middle of a political cycle. People have definite opinions for and against different candidates.
But you see, it's got nothing to do with candidates. It's got to do with a whole reality based in complaint that we were all raised in. So nothing is ever good enough in that reality.
And if you're raised in complaint, you will find a reason to complain.
To justify feeling miserable and blaming it on something.
And then you actually demonstrated that your life is so good by the third principle. When you see something without judging it, and as you said, oh, that's pretty cool, then life suddenly becomes so good again. So if your life is not feeling
so good
at the moment, there's a really high likelihood that you're either complaining or resisting something or saying no to something.
Or both, or all three.
You know, the other thing, second principle, because we kind of skipped over that, you can only be exactly as you are.
In the present moment.
So if you find yourself complaining and you don't complain about your complaining, then suddenly,
then it'll be over. The third principle. Anything you see and don't resist completes itself or don't complain about. But you can't not complain to get something to change or go away, because that's really the first principle in disguise. And a lot of people try to do that. I'll be with it to get it to go away because I'd prefer not to have it. How's that, Karen?
Awesome. That's really good. Refreshing. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Thanks for calling in.
Really a pleasure having you with us today. And
yes,
thanks for, you know, demonstrating transformation so easily. If you listen back to this yourself at some point, I think in the archives, I think you'll have a lot of fun listening to the different versions of you when you're in real time or when you're thinking about how to do your life right.
Cool. I feel addressed a difference from 5 minutes ago. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Hey, we have another caller.
Let's take him.
Trey.
Hi, Ariel and Shia. How are you?
Excellent. We're so good.
We're so good. How are you?
I'm feeling so good, too.
Excellent. Well, welcome to the show. What can we do for you?
So I really appreciate the opportunity to talk to you guys again. And one thing that I've noticed and I wanted to talk about a little bit was, I think a year or so ago when I first started getting more engaged with the group and everything and talking with you guys, I thought that feeling so good was like an event. Like it had to be something very specific that triggered a good feeling. And
right.
Yes.
Nowadays it seems more like it's just, I was listening to your, like, it's more like just living it day to day. And I was just trying to get your thoughts on, like, we have these moments that we're looking for something that's going to make it feel so good. But then the reality is it's just how it happens every day. And I still struggle with that a little bit, but I'm noticing that a little bit different. I want to get your thoughts on that.
Well, if you slow down a little bit, you might discover that transformation or enlightenment is not an attainment or an achievement. It is a lifestyle. It is a way of being.
So you're actually rather describing that, where your initial thought process or mindset, as it is for most of us, is that enlightenment, well-being, or having life be, quote, so good, is an achievement. So you're looking for the event or
it's
the feeling.
It's based in reasonableness. You see, when you apply reasons for how you feel outside yourself, like an event, that you're destined to
have a roller coaster in life.
Exactly. There is no sense of well-being over time. When you're just here for your life, rather than complaining to yourself about those things that you don't like or don't want, because that's where life deteriorates, in the complaint. But like we said earlier, this culture that we've been raised in is complaint-oriented. Like, things will be better when we have something more or better or different rather than what we've got. But you see, in truth, in reality, the moment is all you have, and there is no future till the next moment. The future never gets here until it does.
Very interesting. Yeah, it's like, it was interesting, like I think, I still do it and I catch myself, but like you think I have like a big activity. Today I'm going to do this thing and it's going to be so great that it's over, and you think like, oh, I did this great thing and life's going to be so much better, but then it goes back to normalcy, and it's like that up and down you were talking about, Shia, that I'm still struggle with sometimes. Like, I want to have a big event. The big event happens and it's like, oh, you're expecting to get all these kudos or things that are going to be wonderful. But then you still have to live your life day to day, and it's like striving for the opportunity versus just living it day to day. And I'm still having a tough time with that a little bit.
Yes,
but it's what you were talking about earlier.
You're intelligent. You see, that's your biggest handicap, is your intelligent mind.
Well, even how you just put it too, Trey, is that you still have to live your life day to day, rather than
You
get to live your life day to day, and occasionally there are big events. And it's interesting how our minds are structured. See, if you don't personalize how your mind is structured, then you will recognize that most of us have been trained to think that something is going to save us from the domination of our life, whether it's the next book we produce, or the next sale you make, or the next relationship, or the divorce, or the child, or the graduation. We've been trained to look forward to activities, events, achievements.
Like, we leave tonight for London to go to a wedding, and I haven't thought about it at all, except in those moments when we were preparing clothes for the trip or getting ready to, buy some, because it's an Indian wedding we're going to. We went out, we bought Indian clothes.
And I had a most beautiful shirt made for me out of material that our friend Natasha picked for me to wear to her wedding. So, I mean, there have been lots of activities that have been part of getting ready for this event, from getting the airline tickets to getting all of the clothing together. But
thinking that it's going to be better when we get there than what we have right now in this very moment would be a waste of our lives.
You know, right before this show started, as they were playing the intro music, our seminar coordinator and personal assistant, Christina, is here today, brought up some coconut chai tea. And seeing her look
so lovely and so radiant in herself today is so good. It's not about my life will start when I get to this foreign place called London, or when I get to wear my dress that has bling on it for the black tie affair version. Of course, I'm happy that I have these things and that we're going, but it's the little moments in that we get to live our lives day to day that make everything so good.
And when you operate as though it's your idea, as though your life is your idea and what you're doing is your idea rather than it's something you have to do, then life truly becomes miraculous. See, and most people are in a complaint about everything, especially themselves. See, when you're picking on yourself, when you're unkind to yourself, you will, even though you have the greatest ideas about what a good person is, if you pick on yourself in your thoughts, you will pick on your partner in your thoughts, you'll pick on your children in your thoughts, you'll pick on your employees in your thoughts, and life will be one big complaint. And that's normal, by the way.
You know, I want to go back to the third principle for a moment because it's the awareness principle. It's about seeing something without judging it. In our common vernacular, we've been trained to complain. He may have dropped. So we've been trained to complain. So I notice on Monday nights when we go into New York City to lead a seminar, if we are at a restaurant and the service is a little slow, sometimes I'll want to say, can you see to our order because we need to go to work, I want to say we get to go to work, but it's too weird for people to listen to. Normally, that common way to say it is,
I have to go to work.
Have to.
Rather than get to.
I suppose it's a privilege.
People, for the most part, do not get the unique opportunity it is to be alive in this moment with the recognition that you're alive.
Yeah. It's very interesting. The other thing when you were mentioning about like picking on yourself and picking on others, I realized at a moment that it was me. Like I get into a certain person or a certain moment, I go right to being resistance. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm doing it right now. And I don't do it around everybody. I just do it around select people. And when I recognize it's actually happening, that's tough.
Around what people?
Like, that's always the same thought. No, like I know when I come home, a lot of times I immediately go into a reaction of resistance. And I'm like already on guard, right? And when I'm on guard, it doesn't allow itself to kind of play out. A few times recently, I've been catching, oh my gosh, I just came home and I just go into the normal, like, getting upset or being mad or not even allowing myself to be open and free about it. And it was what you were saying, when you can catch it, it's helpful. But many times in the past, I didn't even realize that I was doing it. I was just acting it out.
Right. Well, if...
But you see, if you see it, Trey, then, and in seeing it, you see it as though you're a scientist. You know, our approach is very scientific. If you see it as though you're a scientist without judging yourself for what you see about your own behavior, that behavior will complete itself.
Well, let's look at the difference also between change and transformation. Change is over time, and it has the expectation that you're going to go from one thing to another.
Incrementally.
And transformation is instantaneous.
So it doesn't happen over time.
So you walk in and you see yourself guarded automatically. And then the next thing that happens is you say to yourself, oh my gosh, it's still here. Well, of course, that's change. You have the expectation that that will be gone when you become a better you. That's change. In a transformational modality, when you're being here, it's about noticing non-judgmentally how you are and simply saying, aha, a little ahead of myself. I'm defended. And of course we have history with the people that we're relating to, but we also have cultural downloads of how to relate.
And we also have possibilities, the possibility of seeing the mechanical nature of your behavior and not activating that, not indulging in that, not getting lost in complaint in your thoughts about a person. As soon as you see you're starting to do it, you have the option. It's up to you, you see.
I saw it the other day. We had a order of vitamins that got delivered almost a week earlier than they were ordered for or expected. So they sat in the 90-plus degree weather inside the metal mailbox for 3 days.
Black metal mailbox, sucking in heat.
Before we found them. So when I opened it up and I held the bottles, and the bottles are, you know, warm enough to be bed warmers, I found that how I was touching the bottles was a complaint. Like I tossed them back into the
carton
in an old familial way that demonstrated it wasn't to my liking. And Shia looked at me and I looked at him and was like, whoa, back out of that compartment. If you see yourself going into the automaticity of something you've learned once, you're totally capable of backing out. And it really helps if you're not hard on yourself in the process.
Hey, Trey, we got to go to a break. Thank you so much for calling in today. It was great talking with you.
Thank you so much, guys. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. And by the way, Trey, really, if you can make it, really invite you to The Art of Relating. No pressure, but I think it would be super cool.
Awesome. Thank you for the invite. I will take a look and see if I can do it.
Awesome. Great.
All right, we'll be back shortly, everyone.
So come on back. Don't miss being here.
It's so good.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting transformationmadeeasy.com. That's transformationmadeeasy.com.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
You're listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
I love our commercials.
Yeah.
The male voice is our friend Rod, and the female voice is our friend Leah. And every time we hear them, we smile. It's like, hi, Rod. Hi, Leah. Shout out to you. Also, a shout out today to our producer, Susan, whose dad had an operation yesterday. We hope he's doing well. And while we're at it, let's shout out to some of our listeners, shall we?
In France and Turkey and the Philippines and Mexico and Romania.
Wow.
Hey.
Thank you for making our show so global. Wherever you are on our lovely planet, we really appreciate that you're listening.
And yeah.
If the show is touching you,
please share it with friends.
You can do it on Facebook. You can go up on our website. There's plenty of links, ways to share it. By the way, if you're not yet on our email list, you can go up on our homepage, and we have a place that says Get a Taste of Excellence. And we have a multimedia package gift for you if you'd like to be part of our email newsletter. It's got audios, videos, some highlighted shows from being here, articles, question and answer. So feel free to join us today. Our next Monday Night Alive is next Monday in New York City. We're Our trip, clearly, is a quick one. And the international conference call is on Tuesday, June 14th. So that's what's up and coming. All right, we have another caller. Let's take her.
Mena.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Where are you from?
Cambridge, England.
Ah, so lovely to have you on our show.
Thank you. I'm very excited because in exactly 1 month, you guys are coming to Cambridge, England, to do a workshop.
Yes, aren't being happy. We are so happy about that.
Yes, me too. And I love it when people come to our beautiful city and share transformation with us. So I invite everyone to come. We have people coming from all over the world. It's very exciting.
Yeah, that is all so exciting. It's a multicultural event in a very, very gorgeous location. So...
Yeah.
What can we do for you today?
Well, I'm calling in first of all to say thank you because I just so appreciate you guys and what you do, and especially now because I'm having a rather challenging time in my life that I'm currently pregnant and I've been experiencing and continue to experience a very extreme pregnancy sickness. And I've never experienced anything physically like this before.
Mm.
So before, I found transformation really helpful when it comes to my mental state. But now I'm finding it really helpful when it comes to my physical state.
Right. Well, before you go further about that, it occurs to me that our physical states, we often take personally, like, what did I do, or how come this is happening to me, or there's a conversation about whether or not we like it, which compounds the physical discomfort, or actually amplifies it.
The complaint amplifies it.
Yeah. And I've experienced so many times attending workshops with you guys, and I remember last time I think, you know, Shia had a really bad flu, but I couldn't tell. Like, I only found out at the end of the workshop, and I think that's really inspired me. So, for example, Natasha's wedding, who we're going to on Friday, I went to her first wedding a couple of days ago on Saturday.
Because it's a week-long event with a civil ceremony and then several others.
Yes. And I did a reading of a poem at the wedding, and I felt really nauseous, but no one could tell. You know, I read it, and it was excellent. So I thank you guys for inspiring me to just, I don't know what it is exactly, just to keep living my life without thinking about it, or
it, you know, as you say it, Mana, it's like what occurs to me is it's living your life without collapsing into complaint.
Okay.
Because I do exercise and have done Pilates. I'm not doing it right now because our Pilates studio burnt down. I'm looking around for other places. But it strengthens my core muscles. And this radio show, people listen to it, and it strengthens their core muscle of being here, regardless of the circumstances. And when you get fatigued in that way or upset in some way, we tend to sink down or collapse into the stream of complaint that is available 24/7 because that's where the majority of people live.
You know, your thoughts create your experience. So if you have repetitive thoughts that you believe are you, well, it's easy to get depressed because the mind is a machine that finds fault. It's a machine that is based in keeping you alive. And what it does is look for things that are wrong and scenarios of possible danger and survival that you have to, that it will help you survive in. But what if life isn't an adversarial game? What if life is supportive of you if you stop picking on you?
Yeah, that's cool.
You know, something that was a little bit hidden in a good way in what you said, and people may have missed, is that you were feeling really nauseous whilst reading this poem as part of a wedding ceremony. And by being of service for them, by not wanting to vomit on their wedding ceremony, by not wanting to telegraph your discomfort in order to
gain sympathy,
it enabled you to pull yourself past that tendency one has to feel sorry for oneself when you feel sick or your life isn't going the way you want. And I think a lot of people miss that. They think from time to time, particularly when they are upset, that they are alone or they have to do it alone. And that the only way to get attention is by showing how bad their life is. And what you've discovered is being of service to people, connecting to your environment, that it really pulls you past that thought process that is there when you're upset.
The other thing is we've been trained by life to get upset. See, we all need attention. Everybody needs attention. And when you're a kid, most of the attention you get is when things are wrong, when you're sick, when you're upset, when you've fallen and hurt yourself. Otherwise, if you're happy-go-lucky, then your parents, for the most part, leave you alone. They don't give you attention. So you've trained yourself to get upset, to get attention. And if you look at how your relationship was before we met you, you, for the most part, got yourself upset as an attention-getting device.
Oh my God, that's so true. I was such a drama queen.
That's right. Well, that's we all come from that.
Isn't that really, really funny that even the phrase drama queen, like somehow we've made being dramatic and upset into royalty. You know, it's like rather than being a well-being queen, you never hear that. I'm a well-being queen. I'm a drama queen. It's like something to be proud of.
Yeah.
It's so funny. Life is so much fun when you're here for it.
Yeah, and that's another thing I want to thank you guys for because I'm a parent and I never knew. You know, I've heard you say before about the attention thing and you're like, give your kids attention before they get upset. And so I do that. And it's amazing how infrequently my son gets upset.
Well, here's the other thing. You don't get upset much anymore.
No.
So you don't live in an environment of upset that your son has been brought up in an environment of well-being.
Yeah.
And sometimes parents will have their children get upset to divert them from things that they don't want to deal with or look at. It's a great way to sidetrack you from anything else because you're dealing with the upset of a child. You know, it's a great time eater. And in relationship, it's perfect. If there are things going on in a relationship that are unstable, it's so much easier to deal with a child.
It's always been our experience that when the children are upset or problematic, the parents are not in relationship. They may have a relationship, but they're not being in relationship with one another. They're in some way fighting, arguing, complaining in their thoughts.
Ah, right.
So the kids act it out.
Yeah, it is amazing how they pick up on your feelings.
Yes.
Yes.
You know, it's funny that you say that because I was just thinking about how later in the summer in New York City, we're doing the Creativity and Intuition Weekend. And so much communication happens in an intuitive way. So you don't have to tell your son you're upset. He feels it. He doesn't even have to be in the same room with you. There's, like, for instance, somebody had told us that he was going to call in on this show. And before the show even started, I could feel him being distracted. And I could feel that there was a really high likelihood he wouldn't make it in today.
I had that thought yesterday.
Independently. And you start to recognize those impulses, those hunches, and you don't make them right or wrong, but you incorporate that. It really supports you in having life be so good.
And you know something? There's nothing worth getting upset about. You know?
Yeah.
Really? There's nothing worth diminishing your experience of living. It doesn't make you a better person to be upset. It doesn't make you a more responsible person to be upset. It just makes you more upset.
I love that. It's so cool because my husband used to get really upset, like, all the time before transformation. And last week, he got robbed. So his unit, he runs a falafel van, and he has a unit where he makes all his food. And they got in, and they stole nearly 2,000 pounds worth of stuff. And he wasn't upset. I mean, he dealt with it all, and he did it. And he obviously wasn't pleased about it, but at not one point did he get upset. And I was like, oh, my God. I was so...
That is so great, Mena.
And, you know, we're coming to the end of the show, but that is really the definition of so good. When you can have something that's shocking and loss, and you can still have your equilibrium...
So good.
Yeah.
So good. Hey, thank you so much for calling in today. We're really happy we get to see you at the wedding and also a month from today in Cambridge.
Yay. Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome.
You're
next
welcome,
week's
thanks.
Show, everyone, is Thou Shalt Not Schlep. So come on back.
And don't miss being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.